had the ticket to the high school reunion, and I knew what I needed to do. There was a man I had to see. A man I hurt. A man whose heart I broke. Whatever happens, I need to see him, because I need to tell him something important. And then, well, I'll have to see what happens next. Will it be good? Or will it be really bad? I guess I'll have to find out. Excuse me, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but are you... Oh, you remember me? I'm so glad you do. Of course, I know you. I was just worried that you wouldn't know me after so long, you know? Well, you flatter me. Thank you. No, I just got here, actually. Yeah. Oh, I decided to come alone. Just to see it, how everyone's doing, you know? Sure, I'd like a drink. What do they have? Open bar, okay. Well, can you get me a light beer then? I want to be able to drive home. Oh, thanks.
Damn it! Spilled some on the carpet. Jesus. So clumsy of me. Kind of indicative of my life. Anyway, let's raise our plastic cups to the possibilities of the future, wherever they may lead. That tastes good, actually. So, can we go somewhere quiet where we can talk? Okay, how about just outside the gym in the courtyard? Great. The sky's so beautiful tonight. I love the summer evenings here. Never too hot, never too cold. Just right for nighttime fun. I really miss these summers. I want to thank you. Why? Well, for being okay to see me. After what I did to you in high school, I wondered if you'd hate me forever. Well, a semester of hate is still too long. But I definitely deserved it. I treated you horribly. No, I did. You, of all people, should know that. In fact, part of the reason I'm here is to, well, it's to apologize for acting the way I did to you. Yeah. Well, you had a serious crush on me, and I blew you off like you weren't worth my time at all. And I'm so sorry that I caused you pain. I should have never done that to you. I felt horrible back then, and I still feel bad about it now. No, please, just let me finish, okay? I blew you off because I was scared. My first relationship was an absolute nightmare, and when you confessed to me, I just couldn't handle it, I guess. Like, the last thing on my mind was getting into another relationship. But after I turned you down, I immediately regretted it. I felt like shit. That I fucked up the only chance I'd ever have with you. Yes, after that, I watched you date some really nice girls while I was still dating the same old assholes. After high school, my College choices went the same way. Jock assholes, guys in rock bands, even a unicorn in a couple of three-ways. Oh, unicorn? It's just the third person to join an existing couple for sex. Yeah. It was fun. For a while. Until it wasn't. But all this time, I thought about that mistake I made with you. And now, I see that you're wearing a wedding ring. Are you married? Okay. Well, that figures. I didn't know what I expected by coming here, really. What, that you'd still feel the same way as you did back then? That you'd sweep me off my feet? That you'd restore this broken and battered woman to her high school days and accept her like you did before her rejection? Of course not. That would be silly. But ever since I rejected you, I've been hating myself for it. I've always wondered what it'd be like if I had said yes to you. Like, would my life have been better? And I know I shouldn't fixate on it. I know I should have let this go long ago, but after having one miserable relationship after another, you start to pick through your mistakes like an archaeologist picks through a burial site. You know, I'm like Indiana Jones, trying desperately to obtain the Ark of the Covenant and never quite keeping it. Like, every time he gets it, it's taken away from him. That's my love life in a nutshell. Well, thanks, but my life isn't the one I had planned for. It kind of took a detour through hell. And now I'm here, blubbering to you about my shitty life. Did you know that you were the first person to ever pursue me? You're the first person who ever came to me. The first person I didn't have to seduce myself. Yeah. It's true. And I hate myself for missing that opportunity. Because ever since, Well, you don't need to know any of that. So, how's married life? Two kids. Wow. And are you in love with your wife? I'm sorry, that wasn't fair to ask. Of course you are. Of course you are. Well, that's it. I'm officially envious of you. Yeah. Saying no to you back in high school really sent me on a path I wish I wasn't on. And somehow I thought that seeing you would bring back my dignity. Yes, actually, I'd like a hug right about now. I'm so sorry for hurting you. I never wanted to hurt you, and even though you got over it, I haven't. Maybe this will be the beginning of a new healing. Thanks for that. You didn't have to do that, but I really needed that. I already feel better, actually. Is your wife here, by chance? Ah, tending to the little ones. Well, wish I could meet her. But in a way, maybe I shouldn't meet her. I'd just be comparing myself to her. Ah. Okay, so I think I'm gonna go home, watch a little Netflix, and reflect on my life choices. I'm happy for you. I really am. Maybe I'll see you around. Okay? I left him with a wave, not fully understanding the pain I was in. But in a way, our toast proved to be accurate. The possibilities of my future came in the form of another man. A kind man. An anti-asshole, if you will. And one who has the kind of strength I need when I'm down. And one who actually needs me. My meeting at that reunion meant more to me than I realized. I decided to text him that I was doing well. And he sent me a smile emoji. That's all I would have ever wanted from him. Now, I'm feeling good. And I'm finally happy.